My name is John Siddall of Fulwood Preston, Lancashire. The corn crake on display was found originally in the rear garden of a property in Hesketh Road, Churchtown, close to the Hesketh Golf Course. My grandfather, Alfred Baisley, of 47 Sunny Road, Churchtown, was visiting a friend's home at the time. The corn crake had been stunned and landed in the garden to recover. It had possibly been hit by a golf ball whilst in flight over this area from the marshes on the seafront. This was in the year 1918. My grandfather lived previously in Parbold near Wigan, and my mother, Ethel Siddall, née Baisley, was born in 1897 in Parbold. Her mother, Jane, died when Ethel was only 10. Alfred moved to Southport with the family in about 1916. The corn crake did not recover, sadly, and so Alfred took the bird to the well-known taxidermist, Mr. Hines of Lord Street, Southport, to be treated and placed in a lovely glass small showcase with a scenic background. It was given to my mother in 1919, after her 21st birthday, and she treasured it always. This was a fashionable thing to do at that time, and Mr. Hines was a reputable expert taxidermist. The marshes of Southport Front were quite popular spots for the lovely corn crake, for the local bird watchers especially. Over the years, the marshland changed, so sadly the corn crake left this area as a result. In 1937, my mother moved to Preston and married to my father, Wilfred, a telephone engineer. In 1974, my mother decided to place this corn crake in the museum at the Botanical Gardens, Churchtown, close to where it was originally found in 1918. This was welcomed by the keeper, Mr. Aspinwall, and it remained on display there until the museum closed down in about 2011. It was then transferred for safekeeping to the Atkinson Gallery, Lord Street, with many other similar displays by the taxidermist Mr. Hines. During its time at the Botanic Museum, my family and parents often visited to view the corn crake on display. Now perhaps this display may continue in the safe hands of the Atkinson Gallery for observation by the public in future. My family and I are extremely grateful to the museum staff, as indeed would have been my mother Ethel, who died in 1992, aged 94 years.